Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
With the Yankees right now, who are playing like the best team in baseball. They go down this, they go over, down, whatever you want to say, down and over to San Diego and take care of the Padres 2 out of 3. They continue to pitch extremely well. And I just saw that San Diego said it's their largest 3-game attendance crowd in the history of Petco Park. So Yankee fans travel and they're watching one hell of a product. As I got to say right now, as crazy as this is, and as much as we were on him for the first month, and as great as he was in 2022 when he hit 62 home runs, this is the best version of Aaron Judge I've ever seen. We are watching the best version of the best hitter in baseball. And I know Ohtani, I know they're on a little bit of a losing streak. I understand what kind of great season he's having. I understand. Aaron Judge right now for the last month is out of this world. He already, from having a down first month, he is leading Major League Baseball on OPS. He is, and I know we don't get hung up on the analytics and we hate it, but he is leading Major League Baseball at such a clip in barrel percentage, which pretty much just means barreling up a baseball, hitting it hard. He is leading at such a clip. The distance between him and the second place hitter at barrel percentage is the same distance between the second hitter and the 48th hitter. He is dominating right now. He is, you can't get him out. And this is as great a player as he is. And we knew he was going to make him pay. We knew someone was going to pay for that first month, and we can put away everything else. We can put away the noise of him being injured and dealing with a toe injury. We can put it all away. He had a poor first month, and he is already leading Major League Baseball in OPS. He is as great a player, and so anyone, please, I want you all to shut up. I want you to hear me, and then I want you to shut up, because I don't want to hear again about his contract. I don't want to hear again about his age. I don't want to hear again about anything. I don't want to hear about his playoff performances. Honestly, not even that, which we all know has to improve if they want to win a World Series. You are looking, and the Yankees have signed, and for all, and then it leads into the argument of the Yankees aren't, you know, going to sign stars. Steinbrenner said this, Steinbrenner said that. They've got the best hitter on the planet signed to a monster contract. They've got the best pitcher on the planet who they haven't even needed to get out to the best record in the American League. So please, the owner will sign the stars will play, and Aaron Judge right now, despite off to a bad start in the first month of the season, is right now the best hitter in baseball and is playing, believe it or not, better than he's ever played before. This is the best version of Judge we've ever seen. And that's something to say from someone who 2 years ago had one of the great regular seasons we've ever seen. And he is the driving force, more so than Juan Soto. We could talk about his contract and how much money he's going to make and how great he's been. And we saw that inning in San Diego that was just, I mean, amazing. You get the monster home run from Soto. Judge turns one around, and then Stanton, who's been incredible. Let's be fair, Stanton's been great. It's a bomb home run. He's on pace for 47, 48 home runs. I mean, those three guys right now are just dominating this offense and so much. How about this as we, you know, talk about this Yankee offense? I thought they don't hit good pitching. I thought they struggled against the elite pitchers. I thought that was, you know, part of the reason they lost the first two games to Seattle and that elite pitching staff from that elite team. Well, you can't be going any better. You can't be going any better than the first two pitchers they saw in that Padres series. I mean, those guys, I mean, for Darvish, what was it? 20-something straight scoreless innings? The guy had the best four starts, arguably, of his career, and he comes in and it's batting practice. And then Dylan Cease is off to an incredible start, batting practice. So please don't tell me again this Yankee team can't hit good pitching, because right now this Yankee team can hit anybody. And the middle of that lineup of Soto, Judge, and Stanton, and mix in Verdugo, who's been very good and breaks him up and has been great at the cleanup spot. Right now, they are devastating. That is a gauntlet to get through. And we talked about it at the start of the year, and it's proving out to be true. If Stanton is going to be healthy, and Stanton is going to be a good version of Stanton, maybe not an MVP-type version, which no one's saying he is. Now, I'm not even sure he's an all-star at the DH position. But right now, he is a threat and a force, and getting through that order is impossible. And especially when Anthony Volpe's on a 19-game hitting streak, and during the course of that, is having a 900-plus OPS. He's stealing a couple of bases. And I got to tell you, I do think there's a bit of a conundrum here. Now, it's a moot point while he's in the middle of a hitting streak and he's going this well. But I do believe, and I think I'm the minority in a lot of Yankee fans here, I do believe that there is a place for DJ LeMahieu at the top of this lineup when he comes back. And I understand right now you can't do it. He's just coming back. You want to let him get some at-bats. And Volpe is absolutely killing it. He's on a 19-game hitting streak. He's killing the baseball. But for me, I want to use his speed. And I feel like I'm afraid to have him steal bases in front of those two sluggers. But, I mean, if he's going to have a 900 OPS and he's going to be on a 19-game hitting streak, I can't take him out of the leadoff spot. I'd be foolish to. But at some point, if he cools off or DJ LeMahieu gets hot, who, by the way, what's the confusion about DJ LeMahieu? DJ LeMahieu is going to come in. He's going to play third base. He's the starting third baseman. Oswaldo Cabrera got off to a great start this year. He's cooled off a little bit. He's a switch hitter who doesn't have the confidence to really switch hit. He's played a very solid third base. He's been a big part of this team, and the team right now is rolling. But DJ LeMahieu is one of the veteran presence on this team, making a bunch of money, who, when he's right, is a 300 hitter and a guy who is going to impact this team a hell of a lot more than Oswaldo Cabrera. There is no doubt. I hear people, well, what do you do? They've been playing so. What do you do? When DJ LeMahieu comes back, if he's healthy, he's your starting third baseman. Maybe he gets some days off. Maybe you rotate the infield a little bit to get Oswaldo Cabrera in there, because DJ can play third, second, and first. You are not benching Gleyber Torres. He is your starting third baseman. Really simple. Really simple. The question for me is, do you consider putting him back at the top of the lineup? Which for me, I do, only because I want to utilize all of Volpe's tool sets and all his skill sets. And I think the running game gets hampered hitting at the top of the lineup. But if he's going to get a hit every game, how could I argue? 888-808-1019. And that's the Yankee story right now, which is, it's an easy one to tell. They are playing as well as you could play. And I didn't even mention the pitching, where the ERA in May is under one from the starting rotation. Luis Gil has proven to be a damn ace. Stroman's been great. Even in a game they lost at the end of the series against San Diego, you've gotten great starting pitching. Clark Schmidt was great. He threw a lot of pitches and had to come out of the game, and the bullpen didn't pick him up, but I mean, every outing, they're in the fifth, sixth inning, no runs. Doesn't matter if they're playing San Diego. Doesn't matter who they're playing. This Yankee team is absolutely rolling right now, and the guys are coming back. You're going to get DJ LeMahieu back. You're waiting for Gerrit Cole. The Martian is tearing it up in his rehab assignment. It is good to be a New York Yankee right now.